Oracle, a reader of signs. The blackbird runs nervously in quick staccato steps. Yellow beak thrust forward, then stops, cocks its ear to the ground, then runs hurriedly again. Old, old. She sits next to the spring. The water appears suddenly at the surface of the earth, like a music which steps into the world but reluctantly, beginning over and over again, rehearsing in a whisper the faint sounding sibilance of an almost vanished tongue. She listens, but knows not from where the water comes. Cool, clear, constant in its flow. The water is untouched by rain, snow, or summer sun. Watching, swaying back and forth, she places her open hand above a stream of minute whirlpools, then looks down into the swirling throat of the largest, turning her arm swiftly in a counter gyre, murmuring something, all but inaudible. She leans forward and pinches off a sprig of watercress, tasting the stem's peppery brassica, then swallowing the white flower's whole. The men gather around in a tight circle, watching the one who, seated on the ground, tosses the arrow sticks. They all breathe in with a gasp, their hands raised into the air, then pointing down quickly, lifting patterns up into the terse talk of meaning. The man in their middle slowly traces a form in the sand. Out of the river, a turtle rises and crawls to the land, head, neck, fully extended, as if it had been from shore since the beginning of time. The colorful display flashes as the three men watch the numbers turn all but instantly into black figures. The clever talk and laughter stop as the message in bold script steps down from top to bottom, predicting opportunity, but great risk. They must move quickly. Crack goes the shell, the heat of the fire fracturing its underside into myriad storylines, waiting like a hand to be deciphered in red. Crash goes the code, the cold of the night bifurcating into myriad losses, everywhere losses like a terrible wind, taking all in its stead. All roads lead to the hidden center, begins the prophecy, very auspicious. From there, proceed with the greatest caution. Follow in steps of twos and threes, swallowing the white flowers whole. The arrow stems should be gathered in late summer. It grows frequently to the side of roads, on poor soils, in large patches, much space between completely erect single stems, which are woody and almost square. The white, sometimes pink flowers arrange themselves in tight umbels in patterns measured in fours. With the delicate leaves of many tiny feathers climbing up around the central axis as a crow calls, in neat couplets of five against two. a powerful plant. It should be used with care. The blackbird runs nervously in quick staccato steps. Yellow beak thrusts forward, then stops, cocks its ear to the ground, then runs hurriedly again, a different direction. It too is confused about the days, singing now with hard frozen snow on the ground. A fish, was it a small trout, nibbles at the surface of the quiet pool and is gone. Ripples ringing in the clear spring water. How did it happen? Crack goes the shell. Crash goes the code. The cold of the night, a myriad storylines waiting like a wind, taking all in its stead. How did it happen? She looks and sees. She looks and sees. Before, after, now. It took the whole world by surprise.